The delegation is celebrating new educational exchange agreements between Western Illinois University and universities in Botswana. The agreements also call for Western to adopt one of the country's preeminent college preparatory high schools. Ambassador Tebelo Seretse and training attaché Mr. Barangwa Master Bipedi spoke at the WIU campus. Ambassador Seretse said some Americans might need to change their expectations of what African countries are like.
I think to start off, it is important that we don't treat Africa as a country. We are from Botswana, and Botswana is one of the most vibrant democracies on the African continent. For over 17 years, Botswana has been ruled to be the least corrupt country on the African continent. Botswana is one of the most peaceful countries, and if you were to Google the global peace index, you'd be surprised to find an African country which ranks better than the United States in terms of it being very peaceful. Botswana is also a country which provides free education to its people from primary to university. But all of these, it is unknown in the world, especially in the United States. This is very worrisome to us as governors, as the rulers of the Republic of Botswana. And one of the best ways that we thought we could have a win-win situation is to have MOUs, Memorandum of Understanding, with renowned U.S. universities as we are pushing the country in a strategy of excellence. And we have chosen this Western Illinois University as one of those universities we want to partner with.
And you're saying before, St. Joe's is sort of the preeminent preparatory high school in Botswana. How will the sharing agreement with St. Joe's be different than, let's say, you know, a university?
You see, the high school trains for universities. You know, university students are almost adults. Most of their thinking, it's already cast. To get rid of their biases and their prejudices, it's going to be a little bit more difficult than the high school. My hope is that with Western Illinois adopting St. Joseph's College, which is a high school, although called a college, it is going to ensure, number one, the sustainability of the agreement, because you are going to be seeing students from St. Joseph's coming here to do their degrees. You are going to be seeing students in summer coming here to not only see Western Illinois, but to see the United States. But I think Master can talk more to that.
Yeah, well, the exchange programs that are likely to happen there will be seeing some of the students coming to, say, for a term, learning here in the U.S., and the U.S. students going to Botswana. Alone, that is a cultural change. People get to know what is happening on the other world and tend to appreciate the limits and the advantages that they could be getting from those. Currently, when you speak to students here about Botswana, you see, they don't know what you're talking about. And I have seen in this amazing race, when people were to go to Botswana, elderly people, they asked Mahu, where is it? Is it Rwanda? Where? See, these are some of the things that students will get to understand from a tender age. And there will be also an element of tolerance of other people's culture. And such are the things that mold a human being.
You know, global lack of peace is done by lack of tolerance. Lack of tolerance, it's born by ignorance. Because most of the time when you are tolerant and you put yourself in the shoes of the other person and you try to see it from their point of view, it breeds understanding. Understanding automatically breeds peace.
Yes, I think one of the things that we should understand in this partnerships, in the adoption of school, is not like only the students would be coming here, even their teachers. Now, when you place a Botswana secondary school teacher here in the U.S. to teach, maybe say for a term, now is bound to learn about some curriculum designs and dispensations in this country, much as his counterparts will be learning in Botswana. This brings in what some other people call cross-fertilization of the curriculum, to an extent that now our curriculum, as and when we develop them, they become internationalized, so that now we get to know what would be the needs of the students here and in Botswana. So that brings in a synchronization of a curriculum, even at secondary level, such that now we are developing students who are on the same level of understanding and interpretation of the whole world as it.
That is training attaché Mr. Brongwa Master Bipedi and Ambassador Tebelo Seretse from the Republic of Botswana. Attaché Bipedi says students from other universities are already launching research sparked by ideas from their travels to Botswana. This includes exploration of the concept of boto, or humility, in corporate management. I'm Scott Stuntz.